This is Fleetwood. Each week at this time, WRCA, in cooperation with the Poetry Center of the YM and YWHA, 92nd Street and Lexington Avenue in Manhattan, brings you transcribed Anthology, a selection of readings from poets, past and present, and the music to accompany their poetry. We're departing from our usual anthology format this afternoon in order to bring you Archie and Mehitabel, a back alley opera by Joe Darian and George Kleinsinger, based on the book The Lives and Times of Archie and Mehitabel by Don Marquis. Our stars, in the order of their appearance, David Wayne as the narrator, Eddie Bracken as Archie the cockroach, and Carol Channing as Mehitabel the cat. In his program notes for the opera, E.B. White says of Don Marquis, "He was the sort of poet who does not create easily. He was left unsatisfied and gloomy by what he produced. Day and night, he felt the juices squeezed out of him by the merciless demands of daily newspaper work. He was never quite certified by intellectuals and serious critics of belles lettres. He ended, much the same as Archie, in an exhausted condition, his money gone, his strength gone." Out of the shadows of his unhappy existence, however, Don Marquis has left us the bright wit and warmth of Archie and Mehitabel, a wit and warmth which has been faithfully translated into the operatic media by Joe Darian and George Kleinsinger, and delightfully performed by three talented stars, David Wayne, Carol Channing, and Eddie Bracken. And now, Archie and Mehitabel, Act One.
Have you ever seen an empty newspaper office at night? How cold and dark and still it is. The moon pokes through the dirty windows and hunts in the corners for the ghosts of old, forgotten stories. But some stories never grow old and cannot be forgotten. In this dark, deserted room on a night long ago, such a story began. Even now I see it all so clearly. The battered desk, the muted telephones, a vagrant moonbeam touching the dusty, littered floor. Then suddenly... What's that? Sounds like an old typewriter. Clacking away in the empty room. See on that desk in the corner? Why, it's a little cockroach dancing on the keys of the typewriter. Time after time, he climbs up on the framework. And dives headfirst onto a key. And the impact of the blow is just enough to operate the letters. For an hour, he works at fever heat. Then he falls exhausted into the wastebasket and wipes his fevered brow with a limp antenna. And the result of his heavy literary labor reads as follows.
I am only a poor humble cockroach, but creative expression is the need of my soul. I'm little and I'm ugly and everybody sneers at me. But I'm a poet and my heart holds a flame. Leave a paper in the typewriter every night, and I will write your stories for you. I don't want any credit or any salary. All I ask is the right to create my immortal poetry. Leave some apple peelings in the wastebasket too, boss. You can call me Archie.
So begins the most amazing career in newspaper history. I ought to know it was my typewriter that was used that fateful night. And every morning now, I rush eagerly into the office to scan the outpourings of this poetic cockroach. And a new world is opened for me.
I write about the big city from the underside. Freddy the Mouse and Broadway the Lightning Bug and Mehitabel the Cat. Mehitabel, Mehitabel, queen of all the creatures of the night, with a soul too gay and a conscience too frail. I saw her just the other evening, boss. She was tossing a party in Shinbone Alley for six of the toughest tabbies in town.
Do we care if we're down and out? There's dance or two in your group, yeah. We'll whirl and prance like gay dancers. There's dance or two in your group, yeah. I've had my ups, I've had my downs, but I never was, no one's dead. I got limp.
That's Mehitable for you.
Her left ear is ragged, there are lumps on her hide, and she limps on her hind leg on the starboard side. Though life always treats her in the same ugly way, yet she sings as she dances, tous your gay, tous.
It's cheerio, my deario, there's life in me yet. Choose your gay, 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 choose your gay.
You know, boss, sometimes I think Mehitable is too choose your gay.
Choose your gay? There's no such thing as two choose your gay. Why, you foolish cockroach. You're a queer little insect who wheedles and begs with too many morals and too many legs. Sometimes when you preach and you talk through your hat, you make me so mad I could just count you flat. And yet I must confess, it's kind of nice to know there is someone in this cold, cruel world worries about Mehitable. So even if it's only a blue nose, stiff neck, ugly face, know it all, let your cockroach. Well, cha cha, Archie.
Good night, Mehitable.
Poor Archie. He tries so hard and accomplishes so little. And yet every night he's back here at the typewriter, pouring out his heart and wisdom to an indifferent world. He writes of many things. Philosophy.
People may think they amount to a great deal, boss, but to a mosquito, they're just something to eat.
politics.
The human race may be doing the best it can, but that's an explanation, not an excuse.
Ethics.
Honesty is a good thing, boss, but it is not profitable unless kept strictly under control.
Nature study.
The honeybee is sad and cross and wicked as a weasel. And when she perches on you, boy, she leaves a little measles.
But most of all, he writes about Mehitabel the cat.
Boss, I wish Mehitabel would settle down. I saw her again the other night, digging in a trash heap. And she looked as if she were part of that heap herself. But her eyes were flickering with a bright green flame. I told her to take a job as a house cat, boss, but she just laughed.
Why talk about mundane things? I'm in love.
Oh, Mehitabel, not again.
What's the matter, little cockroach? Do you object to love?
Suddenly staring down at me was the biggest, blackest, meanest tomcat in the whole wide world.
Or perhaps my fat little cockroach, you object to me.
He leaned so very, very close, and suddenly I didn't object to anything.
Archie, dear, this is my bill, my own true love. This is the real thing, eh?
It's from 100 bites, and I got little hair on my tail.
But the son of a god of a yowling hound is indubitably male.
Indubitably. Yeah. Over the fence, we've got a grand plan. Under the black red moon. Shall we sing to the stars? We have Venus and Mars, and the caper and cuts and croon.
His good eye gleams like a coal of hell from the mercy of the alley or yard.
And the heart that jumps in the cage of my ribs is hot and black and hard.
You pussy that purr on a Persian rug or mew. Chew some fool for a cream meow. Little you know of the wild delight of the midnight outlaw's dream.
A fish that built in a garbage can or a milk bottle rated at dawn is better than safety or slavery, you punch that puddle and bond. We'll riot across the roof of the world.
My head above.
And Bill,
you're a son of a gun of a yowling
hound. There's a dance in the old cell.
In just a moment, Act Two of Archie and Mehitabel with David Wayne, Eddie Bracken, and Carol Channing. We'd like to remind you once again that next week will be our final program of the anthology series. We'd like very much to devote that program to the poems which you've most enjoyed since our anthology debut in February of 1954. I'm sure you have one poem in particular which is a special favorite. Just jot the title down on a postcard with your name and address and mail it to Anthology in care of your local NBC station, and we'd be most happy to include it on our final program. And now, let's return to Archie and Mehitabel, Act Two. Picking up the thread of our libretto, Archie is in the doldrums because Mehitabel has slighted him and gone off with a very large tomcat named Bill. Archie tries to keep up his spirits, though. He still comes into the newspaper office at night to pound out his poems on the battered old typewriter. Some are sad little poems. Many of them are bright and gay. But as everyone knows...
But Archie's false cheer didn't fool me. I knew he was still brooding about Mehitabel. Then one dark, rainy night, the inevitable happened. Archie's note was brief and excited.
She's back. Mehitabel is back in Chinbone Alley. I hate to say I told you so, but that good-for-nothing Bill has left her, and she's alone.
And the next night...
Well... She's not exactly a lone voice. There's a flock of kittens with her. Three of them this time. She's keeping them in an abandoned garbage can near the river. Last night her cronies were there to welcome her back again. You should have seen them fussing over the kittens.
Look at the bridge, 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 see the bridge, 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 kittens.
Oh, Archie.
Gotta, 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 gotta,
gotta, gotta, kittens. What have I done to deserve all these brats? Not that I don't love the cursed things. Why does life have to be one darn litter after another? After all, Archie, I'm an artist. This constant parade of kittens interferes with my career.
Mother love will
protect. It's not that I'm shy on mother love, Archie.
While you slumber and dream.
My heart would bleed if anything happened to them, and I found it out.
Lullaby, hush a bye, while you're saving
me. But it isn't fair. The eternal struggle between life and art is simply wearing me out.
Mother dear, will be hustling for fish, kids, and the cream. Lullaby.
Poor dear ones will suffer so.
Go to sleep
in this veil of tears.
Mother love.
Sometimes I think the kindest thing would be to carry them over to the river and drop them in.
Lullaby.
But a mother's love is so unreasonable.
While you're safe.
Something always keeps me from doing it.
Mother dear,
I will make a home for the little innocent. Unless, of course, Providence should remove them.
Mehebo, don't say things like that.
As you can see, Archie, I have them in this ash can without a cover. And should it rain before I could rescue them, the little dears might founder.
Mehita Bell, it's raining now. It's been raining for hours and hours.
What did you say, Archie?
Mehita Bell, it's pouring. You have to rescue the kittens.
Archie, I can't hear a word you're saying.
Mehitabel, get your children out of the ash can. They're practically floating away. Mehitabel, Mehitabel.
Oh, my kittens, oh, my darling, darling kittens. Let us hurry and rescue them.
Mehitabel, we made it. We rescued your kittens in the nick of time.
Well, Archie, you are a true friend and a hero. But sometimes I wish I had a true friend who would mind his own business.
Yes, you nosy little cockroach. Yes, get away, get out of my sight, friend.
Had to run for my life. It was a funny way to thank a fellow. But then I suppose all females are a little illogical.
From that night on, Archie worked tirelessly to change Mehitable's ways. And he finally succeeded. Perhaps it was the desertion of the big black tom, or the new litter of kittens, or the coming of winter to the city. But suddenly, Mehitable surrendered. She agreed to take a job as a house cat.
I'll do it. By gosh, I'll do it. That cockroach may be on the nosy side, but he's a brainy little fellow at that.
So she took the list of clients Archie had given her, swept up her basket of kittens, and started on the big adventure.
Market for a house cat. Of course, I'll have to see your references.
So the door closed behind Mehitabel, and a new life opened for her. I was certain this dramatic turn of events would make Archie happy, but strangely enough, he didn't look happy. As the peaceful weeks rolled by, he became more and more uneasy and fidgety, even sad. He began to take long walks alone at night.
I walk along the quiet street and drag my tired, lonely feet and dream about my friend, Mehitabel, the way she used to be. And in the darkness, how I long to hear the wild, unconquered song that used to mock my friend, Mehitabel, my raggle-taggle friend, so wild and free. I changed it to a tabby with a ribbon round her neck. I gave her food and took away her pride. And now she sits before the fire in a warm and cozy room, but the fire in her eye has died. A cockroach should not ever be the one to play with destiny. I'm weeping for my friend, Mehitabel, the way she used to be. Oh, if only I could see her now, the way she used to be. Her left ear was ragged, there were lumps on her hide, and she limped on her hind leg on the starboard side. The life always treated her in the same ugly way, yet she sang as she danced, "Tous your gay, tous your gay.
Choose your gay."
What's that?
Choose your gay, choose your gay.
It can't be.
Gay, choose your gay, choose your gay.
I must be dreaming. It's Mehitabel.
It's cheerio, my cheerio, friend. It's cheerio, my cheerio. There's life in me yet. Choose
and
your
look,
gay,
all the stray cats are pouring gay, out to welcome her home.
Choose your gay, choose your gay, choose your gay.
And look at them all yowling and cheering as Mehitabel dances on the coal cobble, and the wind blows through her frozen whiskers.
Like one in a cave.
bit naughty today. My belly's thin, but still I grin. The whole word is choose your gay. Be a family cat if you want someone's pussy and pet. But the life I lead is the life I like. There is pep in the old game, yeah!
Mustn't blame Mehitable for being what she has to be, because I think what she is just plain wonderful, and I'm proud to call her my friend Mehitable.
Next week, an all-request program of Poetry on Anthology as we conclude this series of broadcasts. Please jot down the titles of your favorite poems and mail them to Anthology, WRCA, New York, New York. Anthology comes to you transcribed in cooperation with the Poetry Center of the YM and YWHA, 92nd Street and Lexington Avenue in New York. The program is produced by Steve White, written and directed for WRCA by Draper Lewis. Until next Sunday at 1, this is Fleetwood wishing you good luck and good reading.